AM 1310, the Lion D source for inspiration and praise. I'm Faith Dixon with Lady Nicole Green, a.k.a. Lady G. We call you Lady G. Can we still call you Lady G? Because, you know, you really, you know, are on a whole other level now.
No, is I will forever be Lady G.
Well, you know what? We want you to tell us, give us a, you know, some people were streaming. We were streaming real big here in Indianapolis. They got a lot of streams off of us here in Indy, okay? But we want you to tell us about some of the backstage exclusive things that we may not have seen on the big, you know, the big screen and on the red carpet. Was there anything that you wanted to share with us about the different speakers? You know, I saw Apostle Long. I saw Pastor Reva Timms. I mean, I got a chance. I thank God for Pastor Bridget allowing those of us who are not able to get there. It made a big difference in so many people's lives, which is why I know God exceeded her budget, because she gave so much away, you know what I'm saying, to us here.
Exactly. She's just a giver at heart. I mean, when you say that, the reason why you get to see the fruit of and harvest is because she just seeds. And one of the great seeds she did plant was the Word of God, like you said, through a streaming mechanism. You know, we're in the 21st century, and we're using technology. And I thought my prayers that women were empowered. You know, when you talk about behind the scenes, there was so much going on. You know, we women were connecting. Women were seeing people they hadn't seen in 20 years. I mean, people they had seen, you know, went to high school one another and connected while they were there. Didn't even know they were going to be there together. There were mothers and daughters that reconnected that you got to see, just positive relationships being reinforced and developed. And it was just, electrifying. That's what it was. I mean, it was like you plugged in and everything was just exploding all around you. You know, everybody did their little swag and took their pictures and walked the red carpet. And then you had some of the speakers that really connected with individuals. This was up close and personal. So it wasn't like the speakers were way up and you were way down. They came down and came to their tables where they were selling their product, and you got to really connect with them, and they got to talk into your life, and you got to ask them questions. So it was just an unbelievable place of exchange. And that's what I think a lot of people didn't, you know, that's why you got to be there. 2013, we already know what the dates are, April 24th through the 26th. And you need to be there because the exchange is something that you just can't get through the television.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm glad you said about the exchange, because one of the things that, you know, you can sometimes take the Word of God for granted. You know, I think sometimes we say, oh, we've been to one of the conferences, so we may not, you know, we don't value ourselves enough to get the deposit, to put money away to, you know, for, to invest in ourselves, you know. And I think sometimes, you know, when I've been to the conference and for whatever reason, you know, I didn't even put it on my radar, you know, and it's a shame, because that was such an electrifying. Yes.
Oh,
we were able to see it on the stream, but it's something about being in the house. It's a different level of anointing that comes upon you when you are in the house. Now, yes, I was blessed by the word, but it's something about that obedience and that, you know, and that seed that you sow back into that type. For $30 registration, look at all that word that we received.
All that you got for $30. I mean, the registration it didn't even tap what you really got there. And then when you were able to sow, my prayer is that people were able to sow, because it was just an unbelievable atmosphere just to put anything in, your body, your mind, your money. It didn't matter. Whatever you put in that atmosphere, you were going to get something back from.
Yes, yes. Well, I had my seed in there.
Okay. well, let me say, I'll have to do this testimony real quick. I want you to know that I seeded, and Pastor Bridget, she really is a prophet, proclaimed that God would do and multiply that particular seed. I want you to know, in less than 3 days,
woo!
I received it back before I left you.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. You know, Lady Nicole, that is, see, I'm great. Run. I'm great. Run, run, run.
I'm getting ready to run. I said, God, you know what? You do what you, I mean, the word is so true. We just got to be able to know the word is true.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I want you to tell us, I got to know what the audience was doing when Apostle Long was coming, talking about the down low.
Let me tell you, it was unbelievable, because what you really saw was that there were some women that could identify. There
yes.
Women that had already been through it. The whole place erupted. I mean, it was just pandemonium.
Mm.
They were just, I mean, they couldn't stay. I mean, they couldn't sit down. They couldn't be seated. They couldn't sit still. It was nuts. And I'm telling you, I mean, she had us on the edge of our seat. She had us standing on the tip of our toes. It was, I mean, if you talk about discernment, and we call it intuition as women, but I want you to know that God has given women just the gift of discernment. And she was talking about how you got to discern certain spirits. And it wasn't just about, quote-unquote, down low brothers, even though that's what it was about because that was her testimony. But it was also about just low-down situations, whether it be drugs,
yes,
alcohol, or anything that would cause you to have a strong man in your life, that she was coming against that. And, I mean, it was so powerful.
Well, I tell you, I know you're going to give us the information on how we can get the DVDs and CDs and all that when you return. But we thank you so much for blessing us and representing us and going into your purpose and doing it real big for 2012 and for the kingdom. We just celebrate you. This is just the beginning of many things that you're going to be reporting and doing for your own self. And we are excited to be a part of it.
No, I think Indy, for just being, you know, just for the support, I think that Indy is such a great ground to springboard off of, because we support each other. And I thank you all for the support. I thank you for checking into the stream. And I thank you for being empowered this week. And prayerfully, you'll take it and just be empowered throughout.
All right, Lady G, thank you so much for that e-pass, that after VIP exclusive report from the Women Who Wins Conference. Lady Nicole Green, yes, live on location. Doing big things for Jesus. Coming up, we got more inspiration and praise right here on AM 1310.
Bye-bye.